From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 919th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring Farron Young.
Well, there's so many things that I've never done, and there's so many places that I've never gone, and I'm aiming on a living Sunday before I die. I have so many lips that I've never kissed, and there's so much in life that I have missed, and I'm aiming on a living Sunday before I die. Before I die, I want to build a man. I want to shake hands with the president. Before I die, I want to get my share. Go to Hollywood and just stand and stare. Well, there's so many wild roads I never sold. So many rules that I got a hold. And I'm aiming on a living song before I die. Corners I've never turned, and there's so many candles I gotta burn, and I'm aiming on a living Sunday before I die. Well, there's so many parties I've never grown, and there's so many roads Farron Young ain't known, and I'm aiming on a living Sunday before I die. Before I die, I wanna live like a king, drive a Cadillac, flash a diamond ring. Before I die, I wanna strut my stuff, smoke cigars at a dollar. Well, there's a lot more loving than I can give. So many things that I ain't done yet, and I'm aiming on a living song. Hey, aiming on a living song. Yeah, aiming on a living song before I die.
Well, so thank you, folks. Just thanks a whole lot. And to each and every one of you here with us, a great big welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Lots of your favorites on deck tonight, folks, with Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, String Bean, Del Wood, the Opry Square Dancers, and the entire Grand Ole Opry gang.
Yes, sirree. And our special guests tonight are two young country singer stars that we know you're going to like, Rusty and Dove.
Yeah!
Well, so the boys are going to be out just a little bit later on, but you know, we've been telling you here lately about, on May 28th, the new Elia Kazan film, A Face in the Crowd, will be making its world premiere. Now, Andy Griffith is the star of the new Bud Schulberg film story, and there's another face in that motion picture that we all know and love and laugh at. Here comes that face right now, Rod Brasfield!
Howdy, Rodney.
How you doing, boy? I'm doing real wonderful. Hey, where in the world are you going with that piece of lumber?
Well, I'm looking for a room. I've got my board.
Oh.
Boy, it just kills me to pull a good one like that.
Oh, come. Come in, Rodney. I want to talk to you.
Yeah, all right. Did you know your tonsils could talk?
My tonsils can talk. What in the world are you talking about?
By Ned, mine can. I was over there drinking me a soda pop a while ago. And just as I turned the bottle up, I heard one tonsil say to the other, "This must be Capistrano. Here comes another swallow."
Right. Shut up. I've never seen anything like that. Hey, tell me something. How in the world is Susie doing? I ain't seen her lately.
Oh, Susie's all right. She's just doing fine, only she's getting to be fat. She's getting too big and fat. Oh, I bet she weighs 190 pounds.
Rod Brass.
Just too fat. That's all.
Rod Brasfield, will you please quit using the word fat?
Well, that's what
you... Oh, that's terrible, Rod Brasfield.
What?
Don't never use the word fat. If you want to say something like it, say plump. Use the word plump.
Plump.
Yeah, in the best places, they always say plump.
Yeah, I know, but in the best places, Susie's fat.
Oh, Rod Brasfield.
I don't care, though, Farron, because I love fat women, boy.
You do?
I love fat women. They're so convenient.
Yeah?
Yeah. They keep you warm in the winter, and in the summer, you can stand in the shade.
Oh, Rod Brasfield.
Yeah, boy, I'm telling you, I love fat women.
Hey, what? You come out here all decked out, and what you got in that sack?
Well, that there's some nanners I bought a while ago. Farron, I bought me some nanners. I just love nanners because they ain't got no bones in them.
You mean bananas?
Yeah. I done ate all of them but two. I bought eight, and I've ate all of them but these two. Right?
You mean you ate all of them but three? You got three there.
No, I ain't got but two. I know how many I bought, and I know how many I've ate.
You've got three there. Hand them here, and I'll show you.
I've got two bananas there.
All right, look here. I'm going to show you. You got three bananas. There's one banana, ain't it?
Yeah.
There's two bananas.
Yeah.
One banana and two banana makes three bananas.
Yeah, but look. Look, give me them dad blame nannies. Now look, there's one banana, ain't it?
Yeah.
All right, there's two bananas, ain't it? All right, one banana and two bananas makes three bananas.
That's right.
Three bananas.
Yeah.
Three bananas. Hi, Jim. You like bananas?
Yeah, I'm crazy about it.
Have a banana. Hello, Randy.
Hello, Rod.
You like bananas?
Love them.
Have a banana, boy.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, just a minute, Rodney. What about me? What am I going to eat?
You can eat that third banana.
Well, so thank you, Rod. I'm telling you. You know, if you take a look at the great big record book on country music, you'll find out about, two or three years ago, two Louisiana boys came zooming out of nowhere with a real fine country music recording called Mr. Love. Well, so they've been making more and more friends every month and making a real big name for themselves, too. Let's have a real grand old Opry welcome for two real fine boys, Rusty and Doug. Huh? Hi there, fellas. Boy, it's wonderful to have a couple more Louisianans visiting with me tonight on Grand Ole Opry, you know, because that's my home state, too. Welcome to Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, Fern.
I bet you fellas got a couple of songs, maybe some of your brand new songs off the Hickory record label, huh?
We sure do, Fern. Here's the first one called You'll See.
Well, let's look.
But soon everything will be all right. You see, I'll play it smart. There's sorrow in my heart, but not for long, you see. You think I'll sit around while you go pay the time? But my crying days are over, you see. You see, I'll find another who loves me like she ought to, but not for long, you see. And maybe I won't be the fool I used to be. With the kind of love I'm sure she'll give to me, you might see me cry when you say goodbye, but not for long, you see. It couldn't be no worse if living with a curse. It's gonna cause this guy to get better, you see.
Hey, Rodney, come here. Is it true you've taken up water skiing?
Yep.
Trying to stay in tune with the times, huh?
Uh-huh.
You know how to tune in on real fine smoking?
Yep.
Pack your pipe with always fresh, always tasty Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Uh-huh.
And for pipe smoker, PA is the way to real smoking comfort. It's crimp cut, lets you smoke long and cool, and that taste, man, what's flavor?
Yeah.
And all that flavor puts in tobacco, plus the way that PA takes that flavor and brings it out so rich and full and tasty.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's same for you fellas who roll your own. Try Prince Albert for your next making cigarette, for a smooth smoking, cool smoking cigarette. Pipe smoker or making man, enjoy the natural tobacco taste of Prince Albert.
Yep.
Rodney, is that all you can say?
I didn't tell you before, Fern, but I'm so dead busted sore in my legs and back from that stupid water skiing, I could just die. But before I get a rub down, can I say one thing?
Sure.
Prince Albert!
Time to grab your partner and join in on all the fun with the Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers. So let her go, Shorty Lavender, with Bill Cheetah.
By the right, partner by the left. Wait, call a lady, don't get the one that you love best. All it takes is a couple of right-handed talk.
yourself. Right back the other way. Come along. Hey, wait. Go.
Well, so you know, everywhere you go these days, you seem to feel that people are giving a little more and more time to religion. It's a fine sign of the times, and we go right along with it now by doing something that's been a part of the Grand Ole Opry for the last 31 years, singing a sacred song. Here's a song that we recorded for the Capitol Record, folks, our newest release. We hope you'll like our efforts. With the help of the Jordanaires, one called He Was There.
I looked for him in a soft summer rain, and he was there. When my world was dark and it all seemed in vain, yet he was there. Then I saw him in the desert sun and on the avenue.
He was there.
I could hear him at a little church where two sweethearts said I do.
He was there.
I looked for him in the heart of a friend, and he was there. Oh, I searched for him when my ways I would mend, and he was there. It's so simple yet so wonderful, everybody, everywhere. Just look for him, and he'll be there.
Well, so thank you, folks. Right now, I think it's time we moved into the banjo department, and here's what we call real fine picking. A good friend of ours is all raring and set to go. String bass.
John Henry was a little bitty boy. Taught to sit on his papa's knee. Taught to pick up a hammer and a little piece of steel. Said that hammer be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Hammer be the death of me. John Henry went to the mountain with Cap by his side. Hardeman was so tall, old John was so small. Lord, he laid down that hammer and he cried, Lord, Lord. Laid down that hammer and he cried. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. John Henry said to his captain, I am a Tennessee man, and before I let that steam rail breathe me down, I'll die with that hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. I'll die with a hammer in my hand. And people in Chicago heard of John Henry's death, couldn't hardly stay in bed. Lord, the very last words I heard him say, I'm going where old John fell dead, Lord, Lord. Going where John Henry fell dead.
Mighty fine, String. Thank you. Well, so neighbors, I want all of you out there to kind of strap on your safety belts, because here she comes. Our gal Saturday, back for her first appearance on Grand Ole Opry, since she was honored by Ralph Edwards on his This Is Your Life television show. Our gal Saturday, the gossip of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie, This Is Your Life, Pearl. Come on out here, Minnie.
Howdy!
Howdy!
And Jessup proud to be here. Well, sir, I'm proud to get back. I've been gone 3 weeks, and I just felt like if I didn't get back pretty soon, I didn't know what I'd do. I just can't stay away from my home here. But I tell you, when I got back to Grinder's Switch, I found trouble down there. Link Shank has got a 16-year-old daughter, and she's had a 16-year-old girl from over at Shady Grove a-visiting, huh? And that Link Shank, he has been cutting capers and carrying on around that little 16-year-old girl, just carrying on. And, oh, I says to Ms. Shank, I says, don't it bother you for Link to be a-carrying on that way around that young girl? And she says, why, no. Says, don't you know that it's always when there's a kid around, it's enough to make an old goat kick up his heels? And speaking of old goats...
Hi, dear Minnie.
Oh, Rodney. Rodney, you're so cute. Bless your heart. Rodney, I wish you'd have been out there with me. I missed you.
Down there, it's good to have you home, gal. Don't stay so long next time.
Well, I wanted you there because you belong there in my life.
Well,
but I want to tell you, if you'd have been there at that party, I don't know whether you should have saw some of the girls that was out there.
Had lots of girls?
Yeah.
I wish I'd have been there.
They had some of them girls. I wished you could have saw some of them dresses that them girls almost had on.
Yeah.
Oh, they was...
What kind was there, Minnie?
They was them low-cut...
Uh-oh. Oh,
dresses.
Oh, low-cut.
Yeah.
I'm inclined to look down on them myself.
Oh, no.
I just don't go for that.
Well, there was one girl there had on this low-cut dress.
Yeah.
And I said to a feller, I pointed at that girl, I felt sorry for her.
Yeah?
I thought I ought to give her some handkerchiefs.
Handkerchiefs?
Sort of put around her shoulders.
Make a shawl.
Yeah. So I was afraid she'd catch cold.
Yeah, it's shorter, yeah.
Well, anyway, I pointed at that girl with that low-cut dress, and I said, that dress worries me. That's awful.
What kind of a dress was it?
Well, it was that low-cut one. He says, why, that's the coming thing. I said, well, most of it ain't got here yet. Oh, it was awful.
Probably got misplaced.
And then there was another girl. There was another girl had on a real thin dress.
Thin?
Yeah.
Probably void.
Well, something like that.
Yeah.
And it was a... It fit just like a roller coaster, you know, real fast around the curve. Yeah. It was what we call at Grinder's Switch. We call that a barbed wire dress.
Well, what do you mean a barbed wire dress, man?
Well, it surrounds the property but does not obstruct the view. Oh. Yeah. Well, Sir Rod, it's too late now.
Rodney.
You know, we had a... When I got back home, I sure was proud to find out that my brother is still looking for a job.
Well, poor brother. Ain't he found him a job yet?
Well, he's been lucky so far.
He has?
Yeah, he ain't found one.
He ain't?
But he's a smart boy. Rodney, he's a real smart boy.
He is?
Yeah, that runs in our family. Just like Big Feet. See, we all have to back up to a door if we aim to knock on it, see. But that boy has invented something.
Brother,
he's an inventor.
Sure enough.
He has invented a liquid that will dissolve anything.
Brother has?
Yes, sir.
Invented a liquid that will dissolve anything.
That's right.
Oh, Minnie, honey, that is wonderful.
No, that ain't so good.
It ain't?
Well, we can't find nothing to keep it in. Bye now. See you later.
Minnie, we sure enjoyed you. You know, tonight you seemed extra excited.
Well, tomorrow I'm going on a picnic with my feller, Hezzy.
Well, no wonder. Going to pack lots of good eats?
Yeah, and lots of Prince Albert smoking tobacco and OCB papers.
Oh, taking PA for the picnic, huh?
Well, PA is the picnic for Hezzy. My goodness, he enjoys rolling a smooth-making, smooth-burning cigarette and tasting the lip-smacking goodness of PA's natural tobacco flavor. Hezzy says PA's always so fresh, raves.
How it's crimp-cut to roll neat and nice, no blowing around or dribbling out the end. P.A. has got the makings for a perfect smoke. You pipe-smoking fellas ought to enjoy P.A. too. It gives you real smoking comfort. Did I mention everything, Minnie?
Yeah, except they got to sing a little P.A. song. Take it!
It's a natural taste, and that's a test. The proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Well, what do you say that we all get together and give another nice round of applause and encore to our two fine guests tonight? They've got a song that's one of their newer ones called Going Down the Road on the Hickory label. Here they are, Rusty and Dove, huh?
My baby don't love me no more. I'm leaving for her sake. Well, I'm going down the road, I'm carrying a load of memories. Me and my baby won't share together. I'll treasure eternally.
Thank you very much. Right now, here's a little lady that's back with us after a real big trip over in Europe. She always plays us real big with everybody, and that's because she's the queen of the country piano, Dale Wood. Real wonderful, Dale. Thank you very, very much. You know, not so long ago, we recorded a song for the Capitol folks, mostly because we personally felt that it was one of the most beautiful songs we'd ever heard, and it seemed like a lot of folks around the country would agree with us, because in about the last 3 weeks since it came out, it's already won over 1/4 million records. We want to tell all the folks up around Elmira, New York, Newark, New Jersey, Asbury, Park, New Jersey. We're going to be up visiting with you before long with a big Grand Ole Opry show, and this is one of the songs that we'll be singing for you. Here it is, our newest capital effort with the Jordanaires helping us out, and Millie over there singing the high part and doing a real fine job. The Shrine of St. Cecilia.
Our home is a shambles. All I've treasured is gone. The town seems deserted. Everyone's so forlorn. A storm came from up above, but somehow it missed the Shrine of St. Cecilia. Bells in the chapel never ring anymore. The clock in the steeple can't tell time as before. But up on the hillside stands a place heaven bless, the Shrine of St. Cecilia. Each day at eventide, when I seek heaven from my silently pray that heaven will protect you, dear, and there'll come a day the storm will be over and it will meet again at the Shrine of St. Cecilia. Each day at eventide, when I seek haven from my daily care, you'll find me by her side. It seems so peaceful there. I kneel in my solitude and silently pray that heaven will protect you, dear, and there'll come a day the storm will be over and it will be again at the Shrine of St. Cecilia, at the Shrine of St. Cecilia.
Well, so thank you, neighbors. You know, we sure had a real fine time of visiting with all you folks, and we want you all to come back and be with us again next week. And we're going to come calling for in the old buckboard, and at that time, the man in the driver's seat will be that tall one from Oklahoma, Cowboy Copas. And Copas is bringing along two good neighbors of yours and ours, Charlie and Ira, the Lubin brothers. Till then, this is Farron Young saying thanks for everything and reminding you the only thing that we at Grand Ole Opry like better than country music are you wonderful country folk. Be sweet, and we'll be seeing you again next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
Now you ought to discover the difference between just smoking and Camels. A real smoke, I mean. Taste Camel's full, rich flavor. Feel smoothness all the way. And you will see why Camels are the leading brand today.
Discover the difference between just smoking and Camels. You can taste the difference between Camels and other cigarettes. Camels are rich-tasting, full-flavored, and deeply satisfying, pack after pack. You can feel the difference, too. The exclusive Camel blend of quality tobaccos has never been equaled for smooth smoking. See for yourself why Camels are the largest-selling cigarette today. Try Camels. They've really got it.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.